U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is supporting legislation that would roll back one of the provisions of the 1994 crime bill. It's called the Restoring Education and Learning Act, or REAL Act. The bill would restore Pell Grant eligibility to people incarcerated in state and federal prisons. That means people in prison could get federal money to pay for college classes. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines asked Senator Durbin, the second highest ranking Democrat in the Senate, why he supports this legislation.
Well, because we've learned the truth of the situation. Most of the men and women who are incarcerated will ultimately be released. And when they are released, there's an obvious question. Are they going to commit another crime, create another victim, or do something with their lives? We have to start, we should start, in the incarceration period, assessing these prisoners and their future. And I joined in this legislation in the hopes that we can encourage training and education. We have found time and again that when people pick up a skill, become better educated in prison, they have a better chance to come out, not commit a crime, and have a good, positive life from that point forward.
You actually supported the 1994 crime bill, which, among other things, barred people in prison from receiving Pell Grants. Why was that?
It was probably the worst vote I ever cast. I'll bet you've never heard a senator say that. But it was a natural human reaction. We were facing this crack cocaine epidemic, and we were seeing real evidence that it was going to destroy certain parts of our society, and we overreacted. We came down hard, like a ton of bricks, and it failed. That war on drugs failed. Part of it was this terrible dilemma we faced. And they said, okay, you want to give Pell Grants to people in prison, then take them away from the kids who didn't go to prison. Well, that's a false choice. And it turns out that many of us voted to take the Pell Grants away from prisoners and look back on it and said, we're going to pay for that ultimately if people go back into prison after they've served their first term. So we've got to be more proactive and rehabilitative, and we've come around finally, both Democrats and Republicans, to believe that we've got to take a much different approach.
If Pell Grants are reinstated for people in prison, who should qualify to receive them?
That's a good question. I mean, you look at it today, and basically, if you're admitted to an institution of higher learning and you have certain economic circumstances, lower middle income families, you're eligible for the $6,000 Pell Grant. So we need to think this through. If, for example, those who are serving time in prison would be admitted to a community college program that's being administered in that prison, then certainly compensating the community college and the professor teaching the course is a reasonable way to approach this. Let's do it thoughtfully, eyes wide open.
So are we talking all incarcerated people or just those with nonviolent convictions?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm open to an approach, certainly, for those with nonviolent crimes. But let's be honest, people who have committed violent crimes, many of them, the vast majority of them, are ultimately going to be released at some point. And when it comes down to it, there are certain things we might be able to do in that prison environment that really turns their lives around.
I'm curious how you get something like this passed in today's political climate.
Well, the good news is, kind of surprising news is, the bill I had for prison reform and criminal sentencing reform was actually signed by President Trump on December 22nd. Well, we put together a coalition, very conservative Republicans, Chuck Grassley, Mike Lee, and then I had my friend Cory Booker, a candidate for president, senator from New Jersey, and we teamed up, of all things, with Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, whose father spent time in prison. So there's a growing bipartisan sentiment to look at incarceration and reducing crime in a different way.
That was Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines speaking with U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about his support for legislation that would restore Pell Grant eligibility to people in prison.